Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 1010 for Saturday, March 8th, 2025. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. Bouncing back up four spots to where it was 2 weeks ago at number 20, Dune Imperium Uprising by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 15,431 views. That is a decline of 348, or 2.2%. But because the number 20 has almost 1,600 fewer views than last week's number 20, it's able to gain four positions anyway. Repeating at number 19, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games, with 16,034. 603 more than Uprising, and a decline of 6.5%, nearly 1,100 views, but it holds position. After 2 weeks at number 16, back down to 18, Spirit Island, by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games, with 16,306, about 300 more than Brass, and a decline of 11%. Jumping 3 to 17, Terraforming Mars, by Jacob Frixelius, published by Stronghold Games, with 16,730, about 400 more than Spirit Island, and a decline of 1.6%. So similar to Uprising, a decline, but it gains position. A smaller decline, and it gained fewer positions. Re-entering at number 16, Praga, by Vladimir Suchi, published by Delicious Games, with 16,926, about 200 more than Terraforming Mars. The subtitle of Praga is Caput Regni, and this is the first time it's been in the top 20 in more than 4 years, thanks to a sale during Nerds Day on the last day of February. Down 8 spots to 15 after 2 weeks in the top 10, Cyclades, by the Legendary Edition, by Bruno Catala and Ludovic Maublanc, published by Open Sesame Games, with 17,463, about 500 more than Praga, a decline of 34%. After jumping into the top 10 for a week again, back down 6 to 14, Harmonies, by Johan Benvenuto, published by Libelude, with 20,043. That's almost 2,600 more than Cyclades. It is a decline of 14%. Repeating at number 13, Heat, by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pettersson, published by Days of Wonder, with 20,458, 415 more than Harmonies. Now, this is a gain of 6%, more than 1,100 views, better than it had last week, and yet it holds position. So there's been a switch here in the middle of the list, somewhere between 13 and 19, where both of those games held position, but Heat did so by gaining in views by more than 1,100, while Brass held position by losing about 1,100 views. Down 3 to 12, Ark Nova, by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 21,262. About 800 more than Heat, a decline of 7%, and it ends a 17-week run, that's 4 months, back in the top 10. And also sliding out of the top 10, although after just 1 week, down from 10 to 11, Galactic Cruise, by T.K. King, Colton Thompson, and Dennis Northcott, published by Kinson Key Games, with 21,263. One more than Ark Nova, a decline of 3%. Well, those last games we heard of were two of the five that have fallen out of the top 10. I've actually heard from four of those five, from 10 to 11, Galactic Cruise, from 9 to 12, Ark Nova, from 8 to 14, Harmonies, from 7 to 15, Cyclades, and also from 4 all the way down to 75, Tiny Epic Dungeons Adventures. Number 10, Lost Ruins of Arnak by Min and Elvin, published by Czech Games Edition with 22,803, 1,500 more than Galactic Cruise and Ark Nova, nearly double what it had last week, a 94% increase, as it returns to the top 10 after 11 months away and charts for the 57th time. Frequently, Lost Ruins of Arnak is in the top 40, although last week it was number 43, so a 33-position jump. It's also 861 more than last week's number 10. So whereas, and we've already heard this, this has already been suggested by Heat's performance at number 13, that the lower reaches of the top 20 were less competitive than last week, and now as we approach the top 10, more competitive than last week. Number 9, Aridia, by Cody Miller, published by Far Off Games, with 24,047, 1,200 more than Arnak, a decline of 34%, as it loses four positions from last week. So now, since being number 1 for a couple of weeks, over the last 3 weeks, it's gone from 1 to 3 to 5, now down to 9. Number 8, Katmai, by Peter Ridgway, published by Osprey Games with 27,205, 3,200 more than Aridia. This is a debut. Katmai, the subtitle is The Bears of Brooks River, and it's named after a national park in Alaska. It is a two-player area majority game, and the bears have all have special abilities on their cards. Number 7, Arcs, by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games with 27,477, 272 more than Katmai, a decline of 1.5% as it steps back a spot to number 7, though this is the sixth consecutive week that it has been ranked either number 6 or number 7. Number 6, Moon Colony Bloodbath, by Donald X. Vaccarino, published by Rio Grande Games with 30,438, just about 3,000 more than Arcs, although it has shed just about half of its view total from last week, as it falls from number 1 down 5 positions. Number 5, The Elder Scrolls, Betrayal of the Second Era, by Michael Gerns, Salem Scott, and Ryan Howard, published by Chip Theory Games, with 33,976, 3,500 more than Moon Colony, a decline of 26% as it falls 2 spots from last week. Number 4, SETI, by Tomasz Holek, published by Czech Games Edition, with 41,537, 7,500 more than The Elder Scrolls. This is a 23% decline, although if you compare what it had last week, it had jumped quite a bit. Compared to what it had 2 weeks ago, though, it's actually only a decline of about 9%. Last week it was number 2, but this is the 5th week out of the last 6 that it has been ranked number 4. So if you've been paying attention, I mentioned there were 5 new entries in the top 10, and we've only heard from 2 of those new entries so far, and there's only 3 games left. So these are all new entries. 2 of them are debuts. Number 3, Vantage, by Jamie Stegmeier, published by Stonemeyer Games with 46,090, 4,500 more than SETI, and 2.5 times what it had last week at number 14, an 11-position climb. It returns to the top 10 for the second time, after 10 months away. The only other time it was here, it was number 1. The description from, I don't know if it's the publisher or maybe it's the Board Game Geek blurb, says, quote, cooperatively explore an entire planet's open world from first-person perspective, unquote. Over the last week, the reason why it has resurged is there have been some gameplay videos and discussion about those, as well as an extensive Ask Me Anything about the game from the designer there on the Board Game Geek forums. Number 2. Lost Ruins of Arnak, Adventure Chest by Min and Elvin, published by Czech Games Edition, with 51,669. 5,600 more than Vantage. This is, as I mentioned, a debut. This adventure box contains not only adventure chest, contains not only a new expansion called Twisted Paths, but is also a storage box for Lost Ruins of Arnak, currently this week, number 10, released in 2020 and ranked overall on BoardGameGeek at number 29. It contains the base game and now all of its expansions. Number 1. Agricola, Dead Harvest by Uwe Rosenberg and Tomasz Zawidzki, published by Lookout Games and Awaken Realms, with 58,627, almost 7,000 more than the Arnak box. Naturally, this is a reimplementation of Agricola, released in 2007 and currently ranked number 58 on BoardGameGeek, and it's sort of in conjunction with a special edition of Agricola that Awaken Realms is going to be publishing, although it is a separate campaign. And even though the Game Found preview says that the campaign for this game is not until 2026. The name Dead Harvest should give you some idea that the reimplementation is zombie-themed. For Saturday, March 8th, 2025.